for a lot of people, restrictions are relaxing. But that doesn't necessarily apply for people who are facing cancer diagnosis. They still have to be particularly vigilant and to be aware of the risks around infection and that kind of thing. What we're saying is that for cancer patients, people will be a little bit more anxious because they're perceiving the environment isn't as safe as it might have been.
Presumably then there's an onus on others to bear that in mind when talking to them. And if you say to someone, we'll go out, and they say, well, I'd rather not, maybe don't push it.
It's a really good point in the sense that loved ones or friends and extended family need to be a little bit mindful of the sort of precariousness that a cancer patient can actually be in. They're trying to navigate a line between keeping safe, but at the same time navigating themselves back into a world that is changing. And I think that can be helped along enormously by patients' care and by sensitivity.
Would you be advising cancer patients to say it to people? Because some people might be shy about saying things like that.
Yes, absolutely. We're very supportive of that. Being communication is a really good idea, and being clear and being confident in saying, actually, I need to take things at my pace, which is a key idea. I think taking the reintegration at a pace that is comfortable and manageable to the individual is a key idea. So, you know, you're right, and making your concerns known to people and being very clear about the pace at which you want to take things is a very, very good idea.
And from the point of view of Cancer Care West, if people do have very grave concerns, maybe they want to talk to somebody, maybe they want to get more advice, presumably you're there and you're open to receiving them and to speaking to them.
Absolutely. So people can actually just call into the centre here, either personally if they want to do that, or if it's the case that they want to phone in, that's absolutely welcome as well. And they can either speak to myself, or in terms of kind of a more psychological kind of question in terms of anxiety or pacing or worry. But if it's a medical question, we have the availability of specialist oncology nursing expertise as well. So I think we've got both bases covered in that regard, that we're able to offer advice both from a medical perspective, but also from a psychological perspective. And obviously it goes without saying that people are most welcome to call us and ask for some advice and reassurance.